This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the rest of the golems.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep. Boy, the Stone Guardian doesn't need to be here.
Nope. Nope.
Who is lobbying for this guy to get his paragraph?
Now a Stone Protector.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, like, well, we'll get to there. We're not to the tease yet. But like, the Stone Guardian is just a stone golem where his arms do extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sucks.
That's it. I think there's some detail about the creation of them that I am rapidly trying to find. Very similar to a traditional stone golem, but it has some unique abilities that its ancestor. Oh, there's nothing. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. They're weaker. It's like if you need like a grunt version of a stone golem, which like, no, you don't.
No.
Yeah. The other two are a little bit more interesting. The Juggernaut, I'm going in ascending order of interest.
Yeah.
The Juggernaut is like, what if a golem was like a gigantic battle tank?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. And some of them might be mimics. So they're transformers.
Yeah. That's pretty
cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. I like that a lot.
And they're huge,
mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just like, these gigantic, just kind of death wagons roaming the country. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That transform like, pretty, yeah, okay.
Like, yep, you know, okay. Pretty, I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the coolest ones. It's badass.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, good visual at the very least. Mm-hmm. The coolest of these, I think, is the caryatid,
yes,
column, which are very similar to regular golems. This is the illustration that's in the Golems General. That's the two ladies.
Ah, there we go.
I think that's supposed to be these, which looks like the Southern Oracle from Neverending Story.
Oh, you're
and, like,
right.
I'm way into the Southern Oracle.
Yeah.
Like, that is like one of the coolest parts of that movie is those like gigantic, those two towers that shoot laser beams as you try to go through. Like, that is so good.
Yeah. But the caryatid golem is a, so the, like, that's an actual thing. Like, if you do a search for a caryatid column, it's just a column that is, you know, carved in the shape of a pretty lady. But these ones will, you know, they're disguised and they kind of, that's just a statue. And then they come to life and attack you in a very Dark Souls kind of way.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm looking at... very, yeah.
Yeah.
They do seem like Dark Souls monsters.
Yeah.
They're very graceful. They hide their sword. So if you're looking at the column, you can see they have this like thin blade.
Mm-hmm.
Besides them. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they
kill you and then they resume their place, like waiting for the next person.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. So there's just a column with like three dead adventurers around, all these skeletons hang around this column. It's one of these things where these things are real and then, but have gotten so fully co-opted by gaming. Like,
oh yeah.
The Google autocomplete, like autocompletes the Pathfinder as the first autocomplete.
I noticed that
and,
too.
Like, boy, we, our culture.
Yeah. No, we're an all consuming blob. Yeah.
Yeah. We're into games.
Yeah. We're Tetsuing.
Yeah. This is another thing. If I had quadrillions of dollars, I'd make these things in my
you
house.
Just get a caryatid column.
Yeah. Or a caryatid column golem. Cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The animatronics on that would be very difficult.
Even though I didn't love it, I want you to watch Westworld so I can reference things in Westworld to you.
Okay. Yeah. I need to do that.
That's not a good reason for you to do anything, but the good outweighs the bad. And like the good are things that are laser focused to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
no, I just, I was waiting for it to be over or the first season to be over. So now it's time for me to, go do that after I finish Mask of the Betrayer.
To do the binge.
Time stamps.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Did you say now that you finished Mask of the Betrayer? Did you
no,
finish Mask one, of the Betrayer?
Once I finish Mask of the Betrayer.
Okay. It's like, oh, no.
My dust. Butterfield.
Like, come on, I got 90 minutes on you. I want to keep that advantage. The other reason why you have to start watching it though, or they want you to, is since it's on HBO now, they show these trailers before it. Have you seen any of these trailers for Young Pope?
Oh no, what?
Man, I need everyone in the world to watch the trailer for Young Pope. It's Jude Law. It's like somebody sat down and said, there's no reason the Catholic Church can't be as badass as Game of Thrones. And made a show where Jude Law is like a badass Pope who's like really into manipulation and like the staging and stuff. It looks like a Game of Thrones thing with him walking through the things. He's like, "Will address me as your pontiff, or you won't address me at all." Like, it's full of this.
I can't take Jude Law seriously after Closer. I can't.
I can't take him serious. I can't take the idea of a young badass Pope seriously.
Nope.
Like, the Pope is such a, like, I mean, with all due respect to Catholicism, like, it is a silly idea that we have this weird God King that, like, tells you what's okay.
Yeah.
Like, You know, like, you have a book that tells you what's okay, but we also have this guy.
Yeah, we have a man.
Yeah, there's an old man who tells us what things are okay eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is, you know, is always like incredibly progressive for 10 years ago. You know, at any given point. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, new Pope is fine. Like, he's a better Pope than old Pope. And that Pope is better. And like, Popes are getting better as they lose power, which is kind of the bummer part of it. Like,
right.
You know, where were you when, like, this was a major thing? Like, where was your acceptance?
But is the show actually called Young Pope?
It is called Young Pope.
Are you kidding me? That is fucking crazy. That can't be real.
I don't care about the Young Popes.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com